You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We need to talk about some sports here just a
little bit. Oh my God, Dom.
We need to talk about the whole Russell Wilson insanity that's going on.
The press conference that went on and on and on yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, Jared, did you buy your jersey yet?
No.
Oh, you're in trouble because they have sold out
already.
Limited number of Russell Wilson number 3 jerseys for the Denver Broncos, and they are sold out.
I would think so. Everyone is so excited, my wife included. I actually wandered into our little downstairs office yesterday when she had her little TV screen or her phone propped up streaming the news channel, watching the press conference. She was completely naked. That's I can already tell she's in love. I watched most of it.
Yeah.
Here's Jer on sports. My big takeaway from the big Russell Wilson press conference.
What'd you get out of it?
He's excited.
Yep.
And he's ready to win.
Yep. That's it. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
You know what he told me? He said he's ready to win three or four more Super Bowls with the Broncos.
Okay. I hope he does. Hey, he's a good guy. Good player. Just a quality guy, though, dude. Quality dude, as I was watching him. He's just a good guy.
Well,
so
you don't know him.
Well, he's coming across as a very good guy.
What if, like, in his personal life, he
he's
like,
a
doesn't
monster.
Put his what if he doesn't put his grocery cart back in the corral?
He picks his nose and eats it.
If you were also hoping for Von Miller to return to the Broncos after picking up his latest Super Bowl ring with the LA Rams, sorry. He signed a new contract yesterday with the Buffalo Bills.
You have the
amount? So we don't get Von Miller back.
Did you hear the amount?
No, what are they
getting? Oh, I should have pulled it up. It's over $100 million.
Oh, my God. He's 33 years
old. Six more seasons, I want to say.
You know, if you think that's crazy money, our Colorado Rockies yesterday signed former All-Star Chicago Cub Chris Bryant to a 7-year, $182 million contract for a dude who's now hurt all the time. Sports money is officially stupid. And it's just, I don't care what you say, and I don't care you say, well,
it's stupid money.
It's stupid money. It just is. And by the way, I don't know if you're ready for some baseball, Jeremy.
The
Colorado Rockies played their first spring training game of the season today.
Awesome.
In Arizona.
So excited.
So they
Did you know that Russell Wilson played for the Rockies?
He was a minor league.
Look
he
it
was,
up.
He was drafted by
Look
them,
it up.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he was drafted.
I don't know. Somebody
by
was
him.
Telling me about it. Jer on sports.
Jer on sports. What else is trending? Let's see. Oh, this story. I love this story. So many people are afraid to go to the dentist, and you shouldn't be. Dentists are wonderful people. They do a great job, and your dental health is important for your overall health. Having said that, there's a dentist named Scott up in Wisconsin who is now facing 20 years in prison. Want to know what this guy was doing?
Yeah.
People were going, and he was looking in their mouth, and he's saying, oh, my God, you've got a cracked tooth. We're going to have to put a crown on that thing. And they were like, what? And he was like, yeah. And he'd get his drill out and do a little bit of work and then intentionally crack the tooth.
Whoops.
Then take x-rays to send to insurance companies.
Oh.
So he was intentionally cracking people's teeth so that he could charge insurance companies. In a 4-year period, he billed over $4.2 million, and that's just for crowns.
You know he's probably not alone in doing this.
Well,
just throwing that
I want you to
dentists
know,
this morning are like, what? I'm shocked.
A jury convicted him last week on 5 counts of fraud, and he will be sentenced in June, could spend 20 years
Let
behind
that
bars.
That'd be a lesson to all of you doing this.
Love it. What else is trending?
Oh, what else is trending? Just a quick update. Nick Nack texted me. Von Miller is $120 million for 6 years. So there's your update on that. What else is going
six
on?
6 years?
6 years. I know, because you keep saying he's
He'll
so old.
He'll be almost 40.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going
Stupid.
On there. Let's got to talk about this Walmart
like
news.
I like Von Miller.
Oh, great guy. Also,
I love Von
great
Miller.
Guy.
But this is
it's
stupid
a lot of money. We got to talk about Walmart. Gosh, this story was all over yesterday. The large plumes of thick smoke soaring into the air in a place called Plainsfield, Indiana yesterday after a 1.2 million square foot Walmart distribution center caught fire. Have you seen the pictures of this? Insane. It started about 1 p.m. yesterday. By the time firefighters got there, the whole place was completely engulfed. One firefighter hurt. It does sound like they got all 1,000 employees out of the center. Then they started interviewing a bunch of them. It basically stocks everything from clothing to food to electronics. And one guy says, there's a lot of cardboard in there. And once that stuff goes up, the whole place is going up. You could see the smoke from space. All the satellite imagery is coming out. So wicked, wicked fire yesterday. So, hey, there might be a shortage of a few things at Wally World in the next couple weeks. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to play out. Netflix is trending this morning. They might be adding extra fees if you share your account with up to 2 additional users that are outside of your household. So basically, they're going to start cracking down on password sharing. Right now, they're rolling it out in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru. So they're kind of testing this out, keeping an eye on people. And they say it's going to cost you about an extra $3 a month if they find out that you're sharing passwords with other people. If it all works out, if they're cracking down.
They should be billing people for this.
Yeah, that's right. If this, you're essentially stealing. So if it works out in these 3 locations, you can bet your butt it's coming here to America. So stop it. Stop it right now. Fans of The Ellen Show, she officially announced the end date. Her show is coming to an end after 19 seasons. Yesterday, she announced the final episode will air on May 26th. Her show came out in 2003. Get this. This is what I really liked about The Ellen Show. I was never really a fan of the show, but I loved how much money she was always giving away to people in need. This story here says she has gifted about $500 million worth of giveaways during her stint on her little talk show. She's had over 4,000 guests. And then this isn't confirmed, but the New York Post is claiming that Ellen is going to be giving away millions of dollars in bonuses to her staff.
Yeah, I was wondering what she was going to do for the staff has allegedly been not that nice to.
Staff doesn't really care for her, is what we've heard. So now, you know, she's ending her show and she's going to need some recommendations now on her resume. So she's going to be giving some cash to some of her
What she's doing
employees.
Is she's saying, please don't write a tell-all book about me.
Here's please don't talk about me bad anymore. Anyway, some of the final guests for her last episode, Michelle Obama, Letterman, Zac Efron, Gwen Stefani, and Channing Tatum. So it sounds like a pretty darn good lineup. And then I got to talk about this story really quick because I find it funny. I've lived here my entire life, 42 years, and I still will hop onto my GPS if I'm driving down into Golden or something and I'm not really sure where I'm going. There's a new poll out that looked into how much we rely on GPS, and most people are confident that they can navigate without it. About 42%, no problem. And then it trickles down. Some people said they'd be okay. Some people said it'd be a challenge. For me, it is difficult sometimes. Yes, even if I'm in downtown Denver. You know, and I get turned around a little bit. I'm like, oh, God, I'm getting on my phone, and I'm plugging in home. How do I get home? Thank God for GPS, man. I still need it. All right, let's do clickbait. It's weird.
Clickbait.
It's a weird one. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a story about a 45-year-old woman who showed up at the ER. Doctors thought she had a urinary tract infection. Something a little more serious, though. They scanned her abdomen, realized she had a shot glass lodged inside her bladder. And it had been there for about 4 years. I posted a link to the story on our Facebook. You can see the x-ray. You can see the shot glass after they got it out. There was like a stone, like a bladder stone, that had completely formed around the shot glass.
They only had a little chip out of it.
Little chip out of the top. It was actually in really good condition. How did it get in there? Well, we can't talk about that.
Do you want to explain
that,
Jeremy?
Talk about how it got in there.
You don't?
But talent... How in the world? It was in the bladder, so...
I'll draw you a picture if you want.
It's in the story. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.